Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we are diving deep into a topic that touches the core of every single independent jeweler I work with. We are talking about the social media playbook, why most stores are doing it completely wrong, and what actually drives real bottom line sales. If you are like most independent jewelers I talk to on a daily basis, you probably have a bit of a love-hate relationship with social media. You know you need it. You see other brands blowing up on Instagram or TikTok, capturing attention and building massive followings. But when you look at your own feed, it often feels like an exhausting chore. You are posting photos of rings on plain white backgrounds, throwing in a handful of hashtags, and hearing total crickets. Maybe you get a few likes from your family members and your top salesperson, but let's be honest, it is not moving the needle on your monthly revenue or bringing new faces through your doors. I hear it all the time from store owners who sit across from me. They tell me that social media just doesn't work for their specific market because their customers are older, prefer traditional service, and want to come directly into the store to touch and feel the merchandise. But here is the hard truth you need to hear today. If your social media isn't driving foot traffic and sales, it is not because your local market is different. It is not because your clientele doesn't use their phones. It is simply because your strategy is completely broken. Think about the landscape we are operating in right now. Over 75% of jewelry buyers say that social media directly influences their purchasing decisions. That is 3 out of every 4 people walking through your doors or researching online. Furthermore, Instagram alone drives 48% of initial brand awareness for jewelry brands today. The buyers are completely there. They are actively scrolling, dreaming, and searching for their next signature piece. They are just not engaging with boring catalog-style posts anymore. They don't want a sterile product shot that looks like it came straight out of a generic manufacturer PDF. They want a connection. They want to see the person behind the counter, the passion in the workshop, and the emotional stories behind the gemstones. When you shift your social media from a digital catalog to a relationship-building machine, everything changes for your business. Independent jewelers who are experiencing explosive growth right now are doing something fundamentally different. They are showing the behind-the-scenes magic of custom design work. They are educating their audience on diamond grading with enthusiasm, clarity, and transparency. They are telling the stories of the families they serve and the lifetime milestones they help celebrate, from engagements to milestone anniversaries. They are building local authority and deep trust before the customer ever steps foot in the showroom. That is what drives sales. That is how you turn a passive scroller into a loyal, high-ticket buyer who trusts you implicitly with their most important purchases. If your current strategy is just posting pretty pictures and hoping for the best, it is time for a complete reset. Stop treating social media like an afterthought or a digital junk drawer and start treating it like the powerful growth engine it is designed to be for independent retail. If you want to dive deeper into how we help independent jewelers scale their revenue, optimize their digital presence, and dominate their local markets, head over to our website right now. Visit us at deepearthmkt.com to learn more about our proven growth strategies. Thank you for tuning in today, and I look forward to helping you grow your business.